you know, what kind of doctor you call him, he'd help you out with belly aches and all such as that. Put a good old country doctor for, you know, different them little old things, wasn't too much matter with you. Mm-hmm. I remember an old man, when he died, bed back over here in the woods, I had an old T-Mog strip down. I carried him to the cemetery on that thing. Back open thing back there, old strip down. I hauled him to the cemetery on it. Back in then, you went, nobody died, you know, you went and dug the grave, the community dug it, and the big soft floor down there, you know, and then leave it flat around in there, and then they go down there, sit the casket, and then they put you down, and then have some fat lot of plank if they had them or something, and then put over it and then cover it back up with dirt, you know, it won't last many years and they'll all fall in.
Yeah.
But that's the way to put you away.
Did you ever see those caskets that were kind of wide at the shoulders and narrow down at the...
I've never seen nothing on it, a picture of them.
Yeah, sharpshooters they used to call them.
A heap of time back in them days, if you didn't have the money to buy you one, they'd have to make you one.
I heard of people making their own caskets before they died.
Yeah, I've heard them.
But a lot of people would come to the, when people died, would come to the funeral and...
Yeah, if anybody died in the community, like, there'd be somebody there sitting up with you till they put you away. Night and day, as long as you...
Awake, yeah.
Yeah, they sit up there with you, sit there and talk and go on to. And they couldn't keep that long then neither, because you, especially if it was in the summertime, they'd have to hurry up and put you away. So they didn't have no way of preserving you, no way.
Now, talk about cornbread. The kind of cornbread you ate with fish, little balls.
Yeah, fish puppies you call them. And them's really good.
Did you ever make up when you were a kid that just kind of would just be soft and your mother would make it up in a dish? And it'd be real soft, just cornmeal and water maybe?
Yeah.
You know what that was? What they call that? Kush or mush?
Yeah, that's right. Mush.
Yeah. And I've heard people around here tell me about mush.
Yeah, I remember when you brought that up, I remember my mother used to make a big bowl full of it, you know, make a, you know, maybe season it with something other when you went to eat it, or butter or something other. It was good though. It kind of make you think of maybe rice or something, or grits or something, but it would be, that's what it was, mush, that's what they call it.
Now, talking about grits, would they ever take corn, had the kernel leached off of it and real puffed up, you know, and they cook it would come out, you know, be real puffed up, hominy?
Oh, yeah, we made a menu pot of hominy.
Yeah,
wash pot full of that. And then that, if you had too much of it, they'd can it, and put it in a jar, put it away, and then later on open it up. Can that hominy.
Yeah, they do a lot of things with that grease from bacon law, from hogs, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Make soap out of it, too. I've heard of people making soap out of it.
Kept all the old scrap meats and old skins and all that and put another line, that's where he made soap at. Like a whole pot of lye soap. And when it got killed out and dried, you know, and they take a knife and just cut it and